This is St. Louis Public Radio. Artists and scientists can often use different lenses to look at the world, but Sukanya Mani taps into her training in the sciences to inform her work as an artist. She folds and cuts paper into intricate patterns, often crafting abstract designs to represent scientific concepts. A show of her work just opened at Kranzberg Arts Center. St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin visited with her last week as she finished preparing her paper creations.
In her basement studio at her home in Baldwin, Sukanya Mani is surrounded by large white sheets of Tyvek, the synthetic paper builders use to help protect buildings from the elements. Mani uses an X-Acto knife to cut intricate patterns out of the paper.
What I'm doing right now is cutting deep into the piece itself and creating long gashes and long lines.
Those lines are curvy, forming patterns, and some of her pieces resemble delicate latticework. When she's done cutting, she takes the flat paper and twists and turns it and dangles it from the ceiling, letting gravity bend her work into its finished shape.
I was listening to a podcast the other day about how light bends around gravity. And one of the things that I'm doing with this piece is when you move the paper or you warp the paper three-dimensionally, you can see that these lines bend down. And that's my artistic sense of how light bends with gravity.
On the wall of her studio, she's taped a row of photos that inspire her. They're not of mountains or the ocean or a landscape. Most are from the CERN laboratory in Switzerland, home to a particle accelerator that physicists use to study the tiniest building blocks of matter. The photos of their experiments reveal intricate shapes she calls beautiful. She recently met with a Princeton astrophysicist after attending his guest lecture on dark matter at Washington University. It was a reminder of her school days back in her native India, where she grew up and earned a degree in chemistry and biochemistry. She always had artistic tendencies, but her parents nudged her in a different direction.
I was strongly encouraged to study the sciences. From their point of view, I can understand they just wanted to make sure I had a good financial future. But you cannot take the artist out of the person, no matter how hard you try.
She moved to the St. Louis area 20 years ago. She didn't have her own work permit at first, and that gave her the perfect opportunity to get back in touch with her artistic side. Now she does some teaching, consults as an arts administrator, and makes art. She'll spend months on a piece and applies scientific rigor to her process. She sets a timer for 25-minute work sessions, then takes a break to protect against carpal tunnel syndrome and remain focused. One mistake sends a new piece to the scrap heap.
Paper and paper cutting is very unforgiving. There's really no going back. If you make a mistake, you just have to work on a new piece. Because once you cut the paper out, there's no way you can put it back in a way that looks like it was always meant to be.
Much as time only goes forward.
Exactly, exactly. Time moves in one direction and so do paper cuts.
A few days later, Mani is installing her show at the Kranzberg Arts Center. Two of her artist friends are helping her hang the pieces.
These two look good. There's enough light passing through it and it's looking, it has an interesting formation.
I think it falls organically the way it is.
Yeah. So I will add one more piece here to tie these three together.
This is the last part of the composition process, shaping and hanging these carefully cut sheets of paper, seeing what shadows they cast on the white walls, how they look from different angles. She's been so deliberate throughout the process of creation, but here at the end, she says, she welcomes the element of chance.
And they have a mind of their own. After a certain point, it's like a living organism. It just doesn't want to listen to you. It's like a child. Some life experience teaches me that you should just let it do what it wants to do at some point.
It's an exercise in accepting some amount of chaos, even when you think you have your art down to a science. I'm Jeremy Goodwin, St. Louis Public Radio.